This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
For 6 and 620, Nathan Zagura is coming up at 5 o'clock. I do want to get into Miles' big day because he deserves a lot of love for breaking the record yesterday. That was a lot. I was surprised. I knew it was going to be fun. I didn't know how much I was going to enjoy that for him and for this team in a 5-win season, no less. I think a lot of people are taking something away from what Shador said about Kevin Stefanski getting fired, though.
I don't know that a lot of people are, but I am. And I think that's why it's funny to me, is that I'm like, is everyone else picking up what I'm hearing in that? And the idea that people wanted this big, grandiose. I don't know what they wanted. Do people want him to do what Shelby Harris did, where he basically cried at the locker?
Said he was the best coach he's ever had?
Yeah, like, did you want a DeJuan Jones type situation? Like, legitimately, his answer is, things are going to happen. Like, if you ever wanted to hear about the Stefanski and Shador relationship, when you get canned, things are going to happen, is your response. Pretty much sums it perfectly to me. It's exactly what I thought it was the entire time.
So I don't know. I don't know what to make. It's so much different once a guy gets fired because there's no real good answer for Shador. I actually took his answer yesterday after the game, and there were some things that made me a little concerned for Shador talking about his tough week, and there were some things that I really appreciated. That's the one I put a little more stock into, where he talked about Kevin was tough. And by the end of this, I think we really start to understand. I thought there was a lot of humanity and a lot of love in that answer. That's the one I put a little bit more into, just because I think as a player, you can see this coming from a mile away. I would understand if those guys were still shell-shocked, given, yeah, even though Shador's been here for a year, Kevin's still been the guy for 6 years.
I don't know. I think it did. I would be curious to find out if it rubbed anyone the wrong way, because he mentioned in the beginning portion of the interview about how he just found it out a couple minutes ago, and a lot of the players have talked about how they found out through social media, and I did wonder if that was something that maybe didn't sit well as well. Like in Arizona, for instance, all the Cardinals players came out and said how Jonathan Gannon had talked to them, and he'd gotten a hold of every one of them, and he'd made it some big, what do you do? And I don't really care if you do or don't, but clearly Stefanski decided he didn't need to do that.
I think that's on the organization. And I do think, again, I don't want to say something that I don't know the specific details of, so I'll treat it as an if. If the Browns organization didn't find a way to get a hold of everybody before Jimmy Haslam went out there, before the news broke, that would be something that I think befits a bad organization. I mean, I don't like that.
Wouldn't you have thought that that's kind of what the post-game celebration was yesterday in many ways? I kind of looked at it as if everyone knew he was going to be fired, and then he probably went in there and he probably said some things that got everybody real riled up about that reality, and that's probably why they went as hard as they did celebrating.
I thought that's Shador's comments from yesterday. I thought that's what that was about, where Shador was like, you know, we had a great talk this week. I'm like, oh, it sounds like Kevin was saying goodbye. Whether he said deliberately, just so you know, I won't be here after Sunday or not,
It's odd. The reactions, I think, are odd to me. Not only the idea that, like, Shelby Harris went to so one extreme, and then again, DeJuan Jones being the guy to go to another, but then Carly Teller is tweeting out, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, which is a Taylor Swift lyric, by the way, but it's been around for a while. But the point is like...
It's also a saying before Taylor Swift, just so everybody's clear.
For sure it was. But when people say that, they're going to the Taylor song.
Yeah, but that's... That's such a basic B move.
Are they not?
I can't allow it.
No, this is like a saying since I was a child. No, no, no. This
since
is like when something
born.
When something that like Superbad says, for instance, you go back and watch the movie, and then you're like, oh wait, no, everyone just talks this way. Like, no, no, no. She gets credit. There's a lot of heavy lifting.
So she
within
just
that
picks
phrase.
Up cliches that have been said, and now she gets a attribution.
I think for a lot of people from like 20 to 40 in that age range,
a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. She sang it.
If she didn't
it's
sing
no
it,
longer biblical.
If she didn't sing it, she
move
didn't make
over,
it what it was.
Jesus, Taylor sang it.
I'm telling you, I think for a lot of people, that's what it is.
All right. I do want to get to...
Let's ask Ashley Bastock when she joins us tomorrow. I bet she'd agree with
just
me.
Just throw it right at...
I bet she'd agree with me 100%.
Bird in the hand, we're two in the bush.
Did Carly Teller, did she... No, Jesus or Taylor Swift? Jesus. Jesus?
I didn't know if you were saying... I don't know which... I can't...
No, I'm saying you're attributing
Jesus there.
Jesus to that?
All right. I do want to say this. And I want to give Kevin his flowers on the way out. I really want to give him credit for the last 3 weeks. I thought this team was on Cabo standard time after the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they played incredibly well against the Bills. I really think what they did against the Steelers and Bengals was a nice reminder of what this was so good at when he was at peak Kevin Stefanski. I really appreciate the last 3 weeks. That took some of the sting out of... There had been some real lulls in the season. I didn't know if it was going to save his job. I think at the end it didn't factor in at all, judging by how this process has played out.
Which is something we discussed at great length,
but
by the way.
I think it's wrong, by the way. I think the last 3 weeks... I'm not saying it should have saved him, but do I think it should have factored into the decision? Yes.
That was one of the reasons why I was like, I really want them to win, because I wanted to find out if they would still fire him, because I was hell-bent on the idea that they'd already made up their mind.
Them firing him today was a sign, and maybe some of the comments from the locker room, they knew Kevin was gone, and then this is all perfunctory. And that I don't love. I think if you were really thinking about this, you would have really slept on it. You would have really... Maybe taken even more than just a day or two. There's nothing that says you have to fire somebody today. And you could have looked and gone, well, let's just double back on what the last 3 weeks and what happened here and why it matters or why it doesn't matter. I think you could have done a better job of thinking about that. Because, again, it impressed me, a guy who's fired Kevin Stefanski 3 times
well,
this year alone.
So the sad part about it is it almost makes you wonder if Stefanski... when he really wants to, if he can still do this again at a really high level, whereas basically what he would have been doing the entire time in year 6 is opting into basically playing out the string, understanding he doesn't have enough talent, understanding the team isn't going to go anywhere, and so really not putting his everything into making sure that they play their hardest and they have everything and they have a chance to win every week. Because the last 3 weeks... like, if that's evidence of what he does, if it's his Larry David spite store, if it's his moment where he gets to basically give the Browns and Andrew Berry a big middle finger while obviously not outwardly giving him a middle finger, I looked like an entirely different football team, Nick.
Although I'll also say, once again, knowing the Browns could fall no later than 7, watching certain Browns fans for now the 3rd straight week root for a Browns loss and root for, like, the 4th pick instead of the 6th pick... that lost me like 3 weeks ago. No, it lost me even more yesterday when I was like, all right, by the time that game was really in the throes of it, you're like, you're going to get anywhere from the 4th to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The seventh pick. Let's see how this plays out. I was willing to take the two draft pick going from 4 to 6 to get that win yesterday. That was an enjoyable win, and I do think we have to say that.
Well, but then the Raiders did end up winning, and so like if the Browns hadn't won both games though, was it they would have been number one or number two? I think it was number one after the Raiders ended up winning their game. Like, if everyone had done everything that they had initially, if nothing else had changed and the Browns had just lost the previous 2 weeks, it would have been either number one or number two for as far as the draft pick is concerned.
I'm sure I will live to eat these words. It doesn't matter that much to me today. It just doesn't. I can't. I mean, one, Fernando Mendoza in Sin City. You're talking about an angelic young man versus prostitution, gambling, and everything. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. You're sending a prophet into Sodom and Gomorrah. I want to see this.
I hope it changes him.
I think I'm rooting for Fernando.
It's not going to happen. Stefanski's going to end up with the Raiders, and then it's going to be Ned Flanders 2.0.
It's Flanders on Flanders.
It's going to be everything he ever wanted.
Here's the thing.
With the Kevin Stefanski quarter zip collection being the sponsor.
5 years from now, I want prostitution outlawed. In Vegas.
Outlawed? Wait.
I want gambling.
What are we taking away here?
I want gambling run out. I want Fernando Mendoza to clean up Vegas.
He doesn't have that much power.
I want Mendoza to walk in, parting the seas like Moses himself.
Oh.
And he just puts the sinners.
Now, if he could make like
go back to Oregon.
If he could make it every
Texas.
Time I go to Vegas, it's not like a $25 crap table. That'd be nice. Like get the $5 blackjack tables back. Maybe some comp drinks back in Vegas. Could we do that every now and again?
There's no in between. Either Fernando Mendoza rids Vegas of all its sins, or he becomes a pimp. There's really no in between. That's the stakes I'm playing with. I don't want anything in between.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Good wins, evil wins.
The city's on its last legs right now because people aren't gambling in the current moment the way that they
Fernando's
used to.
Fernando's the right guy
and
to walk in there.
It's not the Sin City capital of the world the way it used to because we basically let
They're
everything
weak.
Happen.
That's what I'm hearing. They're weak. If
Mendoza
Vegas is weak.
Mendoza can't be the one that ruins it.
Oh, ruins it? I would say fixes it.
You'd be wrong. you'd be wrong.
I'm on the side of the Lord. 216-474-0092. Let's go with
Mark.
I'm
going to spray you with some holy water, like the priest in the end zone of the Steelers game yesterday.
Probably going to burst into flames.
Spraying you with holy water.
The power of Christ compels you, Nick.
I can't believe it. They got this priest out there on the TV yesterday. He's spraying holy water in the end zone, and then it worked.
Listen.
It worked, did it not? Mysterious ways.
It worked. Also,
he works in mysterious ways.
If I'm God with a big G, when that guy gets there, I'm like, the end zone? The Steelers?
What, you couldn't do the 50-yard line? Is that the gripe here?
No. Like, you're using that? Not child hunger. Not famine. Not distrust in the city of Pittsburgh. The football game? Okay. All right.
There's a lot of civic pride attached to that game.
Mark in Westlake. Sorry about that, buddy. What you got for us?
No, no problem. You know, I don't think the Pope himself could save the situation that we have now.
Which one?
Well, look, Haslam did not mention his culpability in destruction of the team. Swing and a miss, Deshaun. Now, him and Barry, well, Barry too, but Haslam's the one that made the deal. And,
getting like Nev Chandler vibes here.
The swing and a miss.
Huh?
Mark, if you wanted to make swing and the miss your bit, like whether it's our takes, other moves in Cleveland, I think swing and a miss is a swing and a home run.
That's right.
Swing and a home run. Okay. What, Deshaun?
Huh? All right. Sorry, Mark.
I tried
to help twice, and I failed you, Mark. And I want to own that. Unlike the priest in Pittsburgh, I failed you.
You see more holy water,
and that's on me. We're going to need a dump truck. We're going to need one of those crop planes that flies over with a pesticide to fix the Browns.
Well, what do the Steelers do as a follow-up? Do you have like a bunch of Cardinals come out and you have like the highest up of the Pittsburgh diocese and then they all spray holy water?
Think about this. Druids. Huh? Old school druids.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
They got the cloaks on. They got the fires. They're in it, right? They're not talking. They're just focusing. That's what you do. Druids.
Okay.
Didn't look Jewish to me.
Didn't look what to you?
It's a Spaceballs joke. I'll tell you when you're older. 216-474-0092.
Spaceballs. Good timely reference. What?
Yeah. I forgot over there. K-pop what? Demon Hunters dropping Jonathan Peterlin.
Hey, that's a 2025, not in a 2026. They were everywhere this New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I bet
they
you
were
didn't.
Everywhere.
216-474-0092.
You know how you like Scott Van Pelt on your television?
I am not what? The penis man.
What?
I am not yet. Should the Browns have cleaned house and Jimmy Haslam's defense of Andrew Berry, which is no defense at all in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.